voice.
Have you ever been to an opera?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I'm musically the dumbest person you'll ever see.
So, Genzo Puccini, you've got to listen. If you want to feel joy, the essence of joy and what God's fullest expression is, you listen to somebody making beautiful music. That's an expression of love and joy.
What? Have I met you before?
No.
No? How did you know my name?
I heard you introduce it. You interviewed Carly while I was standing next to you.
I see.
Shirley, why are you here?
I'm doing interviews for a web broadcast.
I know, but there's another reason why you're here. Like, the sponsoring reason why you're doing interviews here, of the nature that you are, for the web broadcast, I want to understand that. Okay, what is the sponsoring motivation for you doing interviews here? Like, what is it? What's your personal commitment and goal to do this?
It's a good question. I am trying to better understand New Age mind.
Okay.
And there's two reasons for that. Number one, I'm responsible as a pastor to help to see different worldviews and contrast and compare them with Christianity, a Christian world. And then second, I graduated from college in 1975, so you get an idea how old I am. And I was very close, and as a matter of fact, finances kept me from being involved in, having to yell here actually, let's step over here. I came very close to participating in transcendental meditation.
That would have been bad.
Meditation. That's actually what I did.
Okay.
I came very close to participating in a TM class, transcendental meditation class.
Mm-hmm.
And as I look back at that, I was ready to do that. Mm-hmm. And the class was $325 or $350.
Mm-hmm.
And being a poor college student, I just didn't have the finances to do that. And I am curious to see, because I went to school in the mid-70s, what the effect of Eastern thinking has had on the New Age movement today. Because, and I was here last year, I really didn't see a big effect of Eastern thinking on the New Age society here in Greensboro. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I'm curious as to see why Eastern thought, with the exception of a relativism type of approach to truth, does not really tie directly into different types of Eastern religion.
Are you finding any consistencies in this space at all?
No.
No. You're in the wrong place. This isn't about God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. There's children dressed as fairies here.
Uh-huh.
This is Halloween. This is people having fun. This is women celebrating. There's a lot of women here who are dressed up. There's some men who are dressed up. They're celebrating their feminism and what it means to be a woman and being, you know, personally powerful.
Uh-huh.
There's no God stuff here.
Are you familiar with the Goddess Effect, folks?
I know Susan. I don't do everything Susan does. Susan is about fun. That is her complete dedication in life. It is her purpose. And she wants to help people have a good time and be powerful and have great fun.
Yeah, Susan's, she's doing some, what is her partner's name?
Karen? Somebody?
Karen.
I don't know.
I can never remember her name. And I know Susan because I work near her.
Yeah. Hang on, could you hold on a second?
Oh, yeah.
I actually had somebody who was going to call me back.
Yep.
Hi, Ashley. Hey, I just heard Isa sing a piece from a Puccini opera. I couldn't actually identify it right at the moment because I'm so crappy with names. But so I'm having a conversation with Sterling here. And what are you doing? Okay, well then do that, and then I will give you a call when I leave here and see how you feel, and if you know, and I'll just do whatever, you know, I'll tell you where I am and you tell me what you're doing, and we'll see what happens then. I love you too. Bye.
So I'm curious. Did you think that I was, that I had some type of...
You're at a festival that's fun. And my impression is, although you are incredibly kind and well-mannered and very non-confrontational, the nature of your questions are pointing to something.
Mm-hmm.
And your purpose is certainly is at cross purposes with what people are doing here. At least on my from my surface view, because I don't see there's anything really serious going on here except people are having a good time. And there's nobody preaching here. And you know, they're dancing and singing and painting faces and dressing up and bringing their dogs. All the family, there's families here.
Right.
I don't think anybody feels like or has an experience. I mean, one of my clients was here with her two little girls. She's as Christian as they come. Very. I mean, I would be happy if you talked to her, but there's a nature of what you're, like I'm saying to you, is that you're coming across very nicely, and you are nice, and you're at cross purposes with what people are doing here, and I was curious about, I know you have a personal commitment, and that's clear. I would just say to you, this particular event isn't really all that serious.
Right.
I mean,
just people having fun. Right?
Yeah. And yeah, there's this word goddess that's bantered around a lot. And it's disturbing. You need to get
I don't know. It was vibrating. I'm not cell phone smart.
You know, that word is thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, we're talking about the meaning of words. People today are very careless with words.
Mm-hmm.
And
one
person says something, and somebody uses the same word, and it means something else.
Yeah.
And words taken out of context, when you take a quote from a book, that you don't have the whole story around it so that you can get the concept.
Yeah.
It's difficult to have right or wrong judgments about that sort of thing.
And accurate ones. Right?
Yeah. And, you know, goddess. You know, it doesn't mean anything serious like God to me. I think it's a lot of women are using that term to, find some personal sense of strength in a very huge patriarchal society.
Hello.
It's often fostered by Christianity. In a kind of an unequal way. And I think that's the embracing
part.
You mean
a patriarchal society. Yeah.
Yes.
That's definitely the context for the scripture.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Kathy, this is Sterling.
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy Rooney.
Hi.
She is
Kathy Rooney.
Friend of mine and a rolfer.
Oh, did I see... Are you the only rolfer here in the area?
No.
But she's the only good one. She's at the very, very top of the list.
I can remember back in 1976, I had friends. We were talking about me nearly getting into transcendental meditation when I was in college, 72, 73. I remember first hearing about rolfing in 1976. And I just brought back some memories last night because I was following a couple of links from the Goddess Effect website.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've got some tie to rolfing, so I noticed that someone is advertising a rolfing practice here.
That's me. I'm a sponsor.
Oh, so that was your site then. And you carry all types of different degrees. Is that right?
Is that you?
Maybe not.
Tell them what you got.
This woman has some type of degree. I really didn't spend enough time looking at it.
No, you can put your certifications behind your name and your college degree. So I put my BA in my...
What is your BA in?
Chemistry.
Yes, that is... I was looking at your site.
Yeah.
In chemistry, in objective science, and now rolfing.
Right, it's a subjective science.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yep.
So I came to tell you that there's a girl over there. If you want to come watch, there's a... And it's very nice.
Actually, I would like to do the dancing thing because I actually came because I know that this would be just fun.
Yeah, good. Well, if you are out and around, either one of you, I operate Diadem Jewelers at New Garden and Battleground.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So where's your church?
We meet. We are a Sovereign Grace Baptist church that's about 3 years old. We meet at South Elm Street in Eugene and I-40.
Okay.
Right? Quality Inn and Suites. I didn't bring anything at all.
Sterling, my God.
Not promoting, just curious.
Okay.
So,
excuse
I remember
me
you from last year.
You too. Hi,
thank
Sterling.
You for talking with me. Nice to meet you.
Okay. Remember, it's just fun.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you.